Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called The Command of a Disciple. Matthew 18, 19 to 20 is a familiar passage that says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." In yesterday's devotional about this same passage, Pastor Luke aptly pointed out that in this breathtaking command of Jesus, the central command is make disciples. Now, to be clear, this means that even though the English translation makes it sound like go is a command, it isn't. In fact, in the original Greek, go isn't a command at all. Wait, hold on for a minute. Did you catch that? In this iconic passage, I'm suggesting that Jesus did not command his disciples to go. However, I don't want you to walk away from this thinking that Jesus doesn't want his disciples to go. In fact, I want to suggest that the way Jesus says this has an even stronger force than a command does. Clearly, Jesus could have structured his sentence with two imperatives. He could have commanded them to go and to make disciples. Grammatically, that would not have been very difficult. And instead, Jesus does something more powerful. He assumes that any disciple of his would become a person who goes. It would be pointless to command a human to breathe. It would be a waste of that same breath to command a fish to swim. You don't command birds to fly or dogs to bark. You don't command these things specifically because you assume that they will. They'll do those things. You know that it's in their nature to do these things without having been told to do so. This is what Jesus is suggesting about disciples. He is suggesting that it is in the nature of a disciple to become a person who goes. Literally, his words could be translated, "while you are going." He's assuming that any disciple of his would want to go and tell as many people as they can about the good news. Why? Because that's what disciples do. Going should be as natural to a disciple as breathing. However, what we do when we go, wherever it is we go, is key here. Jesus wants us to do more than just share good news. He wants us to help people become disciples who then share the good news themselves and people who make more disciples. We do that through teaching people the way of life that Jesus taught us to live and by baptizing them into a new identity. Therefore, if you're a disciple, you have been given a new way to live. You were crucified with Christ, buried with him. You are going to rise with him. And because of all that, while you go, wherever it is you go, be a disciple who makes disciples. That's my prayer for you today, and may you have a great day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.